Ever wonder how organizations really decide who to hire or who to promote? It's not always as straightforward as it seems.
Definitely not.
And today we're taking a deep dive into that very question.
Okay.
With some fascinating insights from the sociologist Nicholas Luhmann.
Ah, Nicholas Luhmann.
Have you heard of him?
I have. He's a systems theorist, right?
Yeah.
So he looks at organizations as these complex systems that are constantly making decisions.
Right. Exactly.
And personnel, well, that's just one element of that system, you know?
Yeah. We're diving specifically into Chapter 9 of his book,
okay.
Organization and Decision, which is called Personnel.
Interesting.
And right away, he challenges this traditional idea that we always hear about finding the right man in the right place.
Right, right.
He says it's way too simplistic.
Yeah.
Too simplistic for how people actually behave.
Well, think about it. The very nature of work is always changing.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, look how much technology has transformed industries in just the past few years.
It's incredible.
So how can you predict someone's future performance?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like someone could be a superstar in one role, but then when things shift, maybe they struggle.
Exactly. Luhmann points out that people are, well, he says, difficult to move and difficult to change.
Oh, interesting.
So making purely rational decisions about personnel.
Yeah.
It's a real challenge. He even brings up this idea of zones of indifference.
Zones of indifference. What are those?
Basically, these are areas where employees just kind of accept directives without questioning. Like there's this unspoken boundary.
So you're saying we all kind of operate within these boundaries at work?
In a way, yes. And Luhmann suggests these zones are becoming increasingly blurred as work becomes less structured and more collaborative these days.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean,
it adds a whole new dimension to how organizations have to manage personnel now.
It definitely does. Okay, so if finding the right person for the right job is kind of an illusion, how does Luhmann suggest we think about individuals and organizations?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. He doesn't really see people as individuals, not in their full complexity when it comes to personnel decisions. What he focuses on is how organizations communicate about people and how they use them as premises for making future decisions.
So it's almost like people become these data points.
Right.
They get categorized and analyzed.
You got it. Think about how we describe our colleagues, for example, or how performance reviews are conducted. Organizations rely on these narratives and attributes to make sense of their employees.
That's true. So is that where this distinction comes in that Luhmann makes between character and motive?
Exactly. He says character is seen as more constant, while motive can change depending on the situation.
So like you're trying to figure someone out, you think about their core traits, and then you're also trying to figure out like what's driving them in this particular moment.
Exactly. And while this distinction might seem a little artificial, Luhmann argues that it actually simplifies communication within the organization. And then it also shapes how organizations try to influence people's behavior.
Oh, that's really interesting. And it makes me think of that quote.
Yeah.
Where he says, even if the individual were willing to change, he sees himself defined by the social expectations he daily faces.
Such a powerful quote.
It is.
Because it highlights how much our workplaces shape how we see ourselves.
Absolutely. It's like if everyone at work is telling you you're a certain way,
right,
you start to believe it, whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
So how does all this actually impact the decisions organizations make about hiring and firing and promoting?
Well, Luhmann outlines a few core challenges. With recruitment, the biggest issue is dealing with the unknown.
Right, because you're trying to get to know someone, but you only have so much information.
Exactly. Organizations use resumes, interviews, even trial periods to try and bridge that gap.
But as we were talking about earlier, people change and evolve, so you never really know how someone's going to perform until they're in the role.
That's true. And even when you do know someone, redeployment decisions come with their own set of problems.
Redeployment, so you mean like moving someone to a different position?
Right. People develop these expectations based on their history in the organization, right? But those expectations might not line up with the demands of a new role. Or they might create this illusion of potential that doesn't quite pan out.
So someone's past performance isn't a guarantee of future success?
Not always. And Luhmann points out three major problems with these redeployment decisions.
Okay.
First, you often have these informal criteria that slip in, which can lead to biases.
Right.
Then there's the fact that someone who excelled in one position might not be a good fit for another.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And finally, it's just really hard to make objective comparisons when you're dealing with all these different skills and qualities.
It's true. Like, how do you weigh technical expertise against, say, leadership potential? It's like apples and oranges.
Exactly. And this is where things can feel really messy, because organizations are trying to present these decisions as being rational,
yeah,
objective, but there's always that element of subjectivity,
right? That gray area.
It is.
So it's not as simple as just finding a set of skills and matching them to a job description.
Definitely not. There's this whole other layer of organizational dynamics that Lumen encourages us to really think about. And one of those key dynamics is the role of careers.
Ah, yes. Careers. The long game.
Yeah.
What does Lumen have to say about those?
Well, he sees careers as the dominant way that people are integrated into organizations. It creates this structure where incentives and rewards are tied to your position and how you advance within that system.
But doesn't that create this kind of system where everyone's just focused on climbing the ladder?
That's one of the big tensions, yes.
And it could even be at the expense of the work itself.
It could, yeah. And Lumen also notes that the past heavily influences your future prospects.
Well, for sure.
Especially those early career decisions.
I mean, there's so much pressure to make the right choices early on.
There is. But then on the other hand, he points out that chance plays a big role too, especially the higher you go.
Oh, interesting. So it's not all just careful planning and strategy.
Not entirely. Sometimes it's about being in the right place at the right time.
Right, or having the right connections.
Exactly. And Lumen argues that these career considerations, they actually warp the supposed rationality of the system.
What do you mean?
Well, he says, and I'm quoting here, tasks become ways to showcase oneself, status hierarchies become pathways, and potential influence is constantly being calculated.
Wow, that's such a great way to put it. It's like this 4D chess game where everyone's trying to anticipate how their moves today will impact their future.
It is. And this brings us to another really interesting piece of Lumen's analysis.
Okay.
The role of patronage and informal networks.
Ah, yes. The who you know factor.
Exactly. Lumen acknowledges that no matter how much organizations try to rationalize these decisions, these informal networks always emerge.
So even in the most bureaucratic, rule-bound organization, there's this undercurrent of personal connections.
There is. Individuals in positions of power have influence.
Of course.
Whether it's their formal authority or connections behind the scenes.
Right. It leads to this situation where every personnel decision is being observed on two levels.
I like how you put that.
You have the official reasons, but then you also have all the speculation about who really pulled the strings.
Exactly. It's like a shadow game running parallel to the official one.
So does Lumen think patronage is a good thing or a bad thing?
He doesn't really make a moral judgment. He encourages us to analyze how patronage is perceived within a specific organization and its broader societal context.
So it's not this black and white, good versus evil.
Right. He points out that it can take many different forms, with both benefits and drawbacks.
So in some cultures, maybe family businesses are the norm.
Right.
And there's an expectation that you'll show favoritism within your family or network.
Exactly. It's seen as an extension of loyalty and obligation. But in other contexts, that same behavior would be considered unfair.
Yeah, undermining the idea of meritocracy.
Right. So the context matters.
It does. I think what I appreciate about Lumen is he really pushes you to consider the nuances of these situations.
He does. He makes you question those simple assumptions about how organizations really work.
Right. It's a lot to think about, but it's so insightful. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really challenges you to look at organizations and maybe even your own life differently.
He does. And I think that's a good place to pause for now.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground, from the limits of rationality to the role of careers and patronage.
That's a lot to process.
It is. But there's still more to explore.
Well, I can't wait to keep diving in.
Me neither. You know, when you think about it, Lumen's work, it really helps us see these personnel decisions as more than just isolated events.
Yeah.
They're all part of this bigger web of, you know, social and organizational forces that are constantly at play.
It's like if you can understand those forces,
it
can help you make better decisions.
Absolutely.
Or at least understand why certain decisions are made, even if you don't agree with them.
Exactly. And that awareness, it can be really empowering. It's not about feeling powerless, you know, or thinking that everything is predetermined. I think Lumen's point is to recognize that complexity so we can at least try to work within those complexities to try and make some positive changes.
So instead of thinking of the system as like rigged against you, You can say, okay, well, there's a game board here.
Right.
There's a set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
I might not like all the rules.
Right.
But at least if I understand them,
yeah.
I can make some strategic moves.
Exactly. You can at least try.
Mm.
And maybe even try to change the rules of the game, right?
Right. Maybe.
It's not easy, but it is possible.
One thing I find fascinating about Luhmann's analysis is this tension that he highlights.
Yeah.
Between wanting to be rational,
mm-hmm.
but then also just the messy reality of how people actually behave.
Oh, yeah.
We want to believe that there's this completely logical, objective way to make personnel decisions.
Of course.
But clearly it's not that simple.
It's definitely not. And I think that tension is something we all kind of experience in our lives, too.
Yeah.
Both professionally and personally, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're always trying to make sense of the world around us.
We're looking for those patterns.
Right? Trying to find the systems. But there's always that element of the unexpected.
Yeah.
The human quirks that don't quite fit neatly into our plans.
It really is like this dance between order and chaos.
It is.
And I think Luhmann helps us see the beauty in that.
Mm-hmm.
The way that those competing forces actually make organizations what they are.
Absolutely. And he shows us that even in like the most rigid, bureaucratic organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's still that element of human agency, of individual choice. You can't fully control or predict how people are going to behave.
Right.
And that's what makes it so fascinating.
And challenging.
And challenging, exactly.
It reminds you that people aren't just cogs in a machine.
Right.
We each bring our own, you know, experiences and motivations
mm-hmm.
to work every day.
And different ways of seeing the world.
Right.
And those differences are what actually make organizations dynamic yeah. and adaptable, you yeah. know?
It's where innovation comes from.
Yeah.
So as we're starting to wrap up our deep dive into Luhmann's work.
Okay.
What would you say is like the most important thing for our listeners to remember? What should they be thinking about as they go about their day?
That is a great question. If we step back and think about this from the bigger picture, I think the key takeaway is that these personnel decisions are never just about finding the right person for the right job.
Right.
There's social processes embedded in these larger systems of power, perception, organizational culture.
Yeah, and understanding those systems is so important.
It is.
Whether you're the one making the decisions mm-hmm. or your career is being impacted by them.
Exactly. Luhmann challenges us to be more observant, to really question those narratives that kind of oversimplify things.
Yeah.
To recognize the role of chance, right? Those informal networks that we talked about.
Right.
Human judgment.
So much more than meets the eye.
Exactly. There's always more to the story than what we see on the surface.
The next time you're faced with like a decision about hiring or firing or promoting, think about what Luhmann has to say.
Right.
What's the narrative? What are those unwritten rules at play?
Yes. And how can you use that understanding to navigate that situation?
Yeah.
Or even create some kind of positive change.
It's about being more than just a passive participant.
Yes.
It's like actively engaging with these systems.
Even if it's a little bit scary.
It can be. But it's important.
Yeah.
And remember, your voice matters. Your perspective matters.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we're faced with what seem like these really powerful systems.
Right.
Our individual choices
yeah.
and actions, they still matter.
We have more power than we realize sometimes.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And with that awareness, we can start to reshape those systems,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Make them more equitable, more aligned with our values.
I love that.
It's a call to action
yeah.
that goes beyond just understanding these concepts.
Mm-hmm.
It's about putting that understanding into practice.
That's great.
And on that note,
okay,
I think we can leave you to continue exploring this fascinating and complex world
yeah.
of personnel decisions.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep asking those insightful questions. So we've been spending some time with Nicholas Luhmann's ideas
oh, yeah.
about how organizations think about people
mm-hmm.
as we kind of wrap things up.
Yeah. What do you think is the most practical takeaway from all of this? Like, what can someone actually do with this knowledge in their career?
You know, if we take a step back and think about this from the bigger picture, I think what Luhmann reminds us is that personnel decisions,
mm-hmm.
they're never really isolated events.
Right.
They always happen within this network
yeah.
of social and organizational forces that are constantly interacting.
So it's not just about understanding the decision itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's understanding the context.
The context.
In which that decision is being made.
Yes. And that awareness can be really empowering, you know? It's not about feeling helpless or thinking everything's predetermined.
Yeah.
It's about seeing the complexity and working within that complexity to make changes.
It's like Liman is saying, we need to be savvier players in this game of organizational life.
I like that.
And it starts with paying attention.
Absolutely.
Right? Like really observing what's going on.
He emphasized critical observation.
Yeah.
Remember that.
One thing that stood out to me about Luhmann's analysis was the tension between rationality and unpredictability.
Of course. Right?
Like we all want to believe that there's a formula, for making the right decision.
Right.
But it's just not that simple, is it?
It's just not. And we all deal with that in our lives, right?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to make sense of things, trying to impose some order on the chaos.
Right.
But people always surprise us.
I do.
They don't fit neatly into our little boxes.
Maybe that's okay.
I think it is.
Maybe we should be more comfortable with that tension.
A little uncertainty is a good thing.
Right. And Luhmann reminds us,
even
in the most structured organizations, there's still that element of individual choice.
Absolutely. You can't program people.
Yeah.
No matter how hard you try.
That's kind of hopeful in a way.
It is.
Right? Like it's not just systems, it's people making choices.
People making choices.
So as we leave our listener to think about all of this.
Okay.
What's that one last thought?
One last thought.
You want to leave them with?
The next time you encounter a hiring decision, a promotion, even a layoff.
Yeah.
Whether you're the one making the decision or you're the one impacted by it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it through Luhmann's lens.
What does that actually look like?
Ask yourself, what's the story here?
Mm-hmm.
What are the unspoken rules?
Yeah.
Where's the power?
All right.
And then how can you use that to navigate the situation?
It's not just being passive.
No.
It's about really engaging with the system.
Even if it feels a little scary.
It might.
It might. But
your voice matters.
It does.
Right. You have a perspective.
You do.
And even in the face of these huge challenges, your choices matter.
They do. We have more agency than we think.
I like that. It's more than just understanding these ideas.
All right.
It's putting them into action.
Exactly. Making those systems more equitable, more aligned with what we believe in.
On that note, I think we'll wrap things up. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It was a pleasure.
Until next time. Keep asking those insightful questions.